Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
All right, let's hear what you say. Send us WhatsApps. It's 082657-2729.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Babongani.
Sabona mfundisi Ray namagest akho ke lapha studio nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit ngibingelela ke egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu.
Hallelujah.
Isihloko sanamhlanje sithi ichaza elibanjwa ke ngabakhulu bebandla. Namhlanje emabandleni ethu abakhulu bebandla ke abawenzi ke lo msebenzi uNkulunkulu obabekele wona. Abakhulu bebandla bayenza ke lo msebenzi owenziwa ke ngobishopi namapriesti. The office of eldership is given in scripture to provide spiritual nature and protection for the church. Ukondla ke ibandla nokulivikela. Elders are to shepherd the flock of Jesus Christ through the faithful ministry of the word and are to lead by godly example. Bangabelusi bezimvu and futhi ke ama elders kumele ke afundise ke ashumayele izwi. Siyakuthola lokho ke encwadini ka Acts izenzo 14 verse 23 to 26. Kumele ke futhi ke babe ke isibonelo esihle. In the New Testament church, the elders or presbyters were the same as bishops. It was an office derived from the Jewish usage of elders or rulers of synagogues. The primary responsibility of an elder is to serve as a manager and caretaker of the church. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? As spiritual overseers of the flock, elders are to determine church policy. Acts 15 verse 22. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. Acts chapter 16, verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem, oversee the church.
Yeah.
The elders are also to oversee the church. We find that in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed of yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. The elders are also to ordain others. We find that in 1 Timothy in chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1 to 2. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, to shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, by willingly, not for dishonesty gain, but eagerly. James chapter 5 verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The elders are also to be in the ministry of helping hand. They are to feed the widows and the orphans. Bebanikezeke ama pexi ke la okuthwa ke ufaneleke babanikeze wona okudla yiyumsebenzi ukuthi ke futhi ke banakekeleke nomphakathi babanikeze ke ama food parcels. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusise egameni lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga babongane. Thank you so much. I appreciate.
Get back to basics every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with Ray Lehodi as he tackles relevant issues and unlocks truths with interactive dialogue. Back to basics with your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Asizwe ke Mam Phakula, I hope today you're not singing, you are telling us about the elders.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, hey. Ma'am. Good evening.
And to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, I can hear that you are speaking about a bishop.
Elders.
A bishop. My brother in the Lord. Is also called an elder.
Mm.
Here is the book that I am bringing concerning what we are talking concerning the topic of a bishop. I'll start to read the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is the letter, the first letter that was written by Paul to Timothy. And the heading is read as follows: Leaders in the Church. Timothy chapter 3. I'll start to read from verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man is eager to be a church leader, he desires an excellent work. A church leader must be without fault. He must have only one wife, be sober, self-controlled, and orderly. He must welcome strangers in his home. He must be able to teach. He must not be a drunkard or a violent man, but gentle and peaceful. He must not love money. He must be able to manage his own family well. And make his children obey him with all respect. That is a church leader. You first begin to manage your family first before you can go and manage people outside there. Verse 5, for if a man does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the church of God? He must be mature in the faith. Here we are speaking about bishop. He must be matured in faith of knowing Jesus, of knowing who he served or she's serving, so that he will not swell up with pride and be condemned as the devil was. He should be a man who is respected by the people outside the church so that He will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap. So this church leader can be a woman, can be a man. So this book, it shows that good thing and better. We should manage our family first before we can go outside and manage the community and manage the church. How can you manage people yet we can see that maybe your children are disobedient? So here is another way that I am bringing. I'm bringing.
Yeah.
About leadership. First, I mean, the letter that was written by this letter was written by Paul to Titus. From Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ. He say here, verse 1, I was chosen and sent to help faith of God's chosen people and to lead them to the truth taught by our religion. We are Lizo Putire Uguti. Litini easy lap. Paul was chosen and was sent to help the faith of God's chosen people. Those who were chosen people to lead to the truth taught by their religion, which is based on the hope for eternal life. God, who does not lie, promised us this life before the beginning of time. And at the right time, he revealed in this message, this was entrusted to me, and I proclaim it by order of God, our Savior. A church leader, a person who is chosen, should do what God wants him to do, not to speak his or her mind. So Paul here will say, I write to Titus, my true son in the faith. Lapha kugcizelelwa ini I faith that we have in common. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior give you grace and peace. Verse 5, I left you in Crete so that you could put in order the things that still needed doing and appoint church elders in every town. You see, my brother ukuthi ngempela, a person uyabekwa, an elder uyabekwa ukuthi to appoint those yena abone ukuthi these people they have something in common naye. You can never appoint a person if you can see ukuthi you don't have something in common nalowo muntu lo. So liyakugcizelelwa ini I faith. An elder must be blameless, he must have only one wife, and his children must be believers and not have the reputation of being wild or disobedient. For since a church leader is in charge of God's work, he should be blameless, he must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or drunkard or violent or greedy for money. A reputation. We're church leader. And the last book, it is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, from Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Philippi who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and help us. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. La those who are helping in the church, they must be the ones that are being chosen by who? By the bishop, the pastor, or somebody in the church who is entitled to choose them. Not what you want to be available as you choose. You don't just come there. That we should have something in common. to show that siyenzani umsebenzi oyi-1. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother.
Thank you very
much. And to all the listeners of Radio Pulpin and to those that you are discussing with.
Ah, thank you so much.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this. And we are asking this question tonight. And I trust that you will understand it even more and more as we go on discussing it. It's something that I thought, you know, we need to look into this. We really need to look into this and speak about it in detail. Who are the elders? Who are the elders and what are they all about? Who are the elders and what are they all about? What does the word say concerning elders? And I said I will touch the aspects where, you know, one has to know what the elders in the church are all about. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322, and let's hear what you're saying. Right, Petra, what did you say?
Nee, kyk hierso, nou gaan ek vir julle preek. Woorde dra krag. En weet jy wat, nee, dis nie 'n grap nie. Nee, dis nie 'n grap nie. Wat my spreek gebeur, en daar is baie mense wat die salaris kry, nie, woorde dra krag, moenie grappies maak nie. God is our provider, jylle lag lekker, nee, mooi bly, baie, maak het. Ja, dankie, mooi bly.
Okay, maybe you don't understand what we are about. Bishop is a peace in skak. Heaven, gesende and blessings. Petra, maybe you don't understand what we are about. And what we are talking about. We were talking about the word shalom. That's why we're laughing. You really need to understand things. 012-334-1322. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. The very aspect of what is implied by the concept of elders in the church. What they are all about. Elders in the church. What they are all about. We're talking about that. All right. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Mayach, let me bring this to you just after this.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM. One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, we are talking about elders, what they are even all about. Elders in the church and their roles, and like I said, we are going to touch on the very aspect of who the elders are, and looking into the description of the word, who the elders are, and what the word says. We can say quite a lot of things, but I prefer scriptural references. When one refers to scripture, I'm cool. I'm really happy. Because I can always go back to scripture to remind myself of what you've said about elders or about a particular issue that we're talking about. But when we just talk for argument's sake, we fail to actually understand, you know, the context of what you were talking about. And that is where the problem is. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. We're talking about elders, what the elders are even all about, and what the word says with regards to that. And chapter 20, verse 17 of Acts speaks quite a lot. Let me bring this to you, Mark. From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived amongst you, serving the Elohim with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards Yahuwah and faith towards our Elohim, Christ." And it says also, "And see now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, It says, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that the chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, the ministry which I received from the Elohim, to testify to the gospel of grace of Yahuwah. Now, elders basically take stock of the works of ministry. Here is Paul reporting to them. They take stock of the works of ministry. I know apostles, we see apostles, Akere, and they have all these superpowers of independence and all that, but they should account to elders as to how they also are setting an example and testify concerning their works. And elders are supposed to bring their works to record. Mayahi.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Renata di position, my ass. Renata di position, so yanong, hey, yanong di tawa, kita yanong icon.
Kichilis, dia baba. Yeah, dia baba.
I'm telling you. Aki, the scripture says, you know, they've not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you.
Yeah.
But they have taught you publicly and from house to house. The Jews and the Greeks.
Yeah.
And they are bringing, turning people. Bafetola, batu inele, kakapu ya siyalukshi ni bare, nele ba hite ene. Why one?
Yeah.
No. Batita batu, mopunu so. But when I'm not into balashehid, never into it, relashehid. So how about then, batu, fitisale fukule, maybe Baba we release for granted. So now, Batla, Barry Bulanan in Tree, Barry Baladi, so that Recono Chalohan, Rebuta Yipuzo, Barry Araba, who released Recono Chalohan, and then Nerona Rabona, right? Yipuzo Tarnato to Ketuler Nanisoni. Biara de Hilly because Batoba, Barabon San Nitu to a Molukualum. So now, therefore, Refetula Misamoyarona, that is when repentance comes in and a similar Amohela Yahusha, Jacamu Pulusi Warona, meaning that Haramo Mohele Fela Ibeka di Puo Mare. Kapilu melemoya gora gore metsamo ya rona ya nng khotoga fa
yes
e fetugile re latla tsa khale a ke ne ra tere kobo ya khale so ya no ba re bontsitse gore e o boele ya tereng ha se go be se meng e makhata mara go le kobo e se meng e leng ya nnete now re bona nnete ba re ruta nnete. And now they are compelled by the Spirit. I'm now compelled by the Spirit going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me. Kona lema to buy no kore, they should be or kere. How ya kuhuwe koyante? Ukanda waskewa amuchelwa. Bare di kore lekhabasa amuchele. They are willing to die. Bafanale Stefan o le ngore o khoboditse ka matshe so they are willing to die for the truth If it means they have to go to jail for the truth, they are ready. However, now that Hamas situation maybe they got into a place of unbelievers, and then the unbelievers go change the version of their story. So, go bontsha le rona gore le ga ne re sa dumele, le ga ne re na le di-doubts, mara ga re bona gore they are willing to die for this thing, gore I know there must be something of a treasure about Sosi, se batlang ba se bua, because ga e le gore ba ikemiseditse go swela nnete e, then go raya gore ke yone, because ga gona motho o ka batlang go swela so se sa itseng gore ke eng. So now ke batho ba re ka reng ke ba ba tshepegang, ba re ka reng ba siametse go ka nna bone ba eteledipele, ba e leng gore we speak of there has to be an accountability. So ke batho ba e leng gore now re ka bona gore no bana ba re emela sentle, ba representa. Ke ba e leng gore re ka re ke ba representa mmuso wa legodimo sentle fela. So they are watching over the flock, they are instructing the sheep, they are strengthening the weak ones, they guard the vulnerable ones, they rebuke mo go leng wrong teng, gore mo gotlhe ba teng ba tsenya letsogo, ba raga ntho ya abaya. Ke se ba seetsang. Now le rona re a ithuta mo bona, ka gore ka moso re tsoga re tsaya the baton. So now re tlabe re ithutile, re bone gore go tsamaya gore tsela e ke tsela e ntseng yang, gore tirelo AS e tlabe e le gore ke ba etele dipele ba rona, re ba shebile, ra ithuta. And go ithuteng ga rona yanong, ra agega le rona, because le rona ka moso go na le ba re tshwanetseng re ensure gore nnete e fetelela ko bone from generation to generation.
Absolutely. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And we are looking into the issue of elders. Who are they?
Two Nambe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, Pindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, Pindi. Hi. Welcome.
And the family of the Radio Pulpit. Good morning, Sis Pindi.
Hi, Sis Pindi.
Okay, the question said, who are the elders and what are their duties? You know, I can see that elders are the chosen by God and separated for the specific purpose. And then their duties, they are eyes of the church. And they must be full of word and prayer warriors. And then what I have seen, Lapago Timothy, chapter 14, that ikhulumanga growth. So that they must take part in evangelical to see that the church has growth. They must be timekeepers and attending the church prayers, able to observe any spirit that is not from God, and have a descending spirit, pastor. They must be a peacemakers, if we elder abantu ebandleni mawufuneke udleke bangasabi ukuthi maybe nama problems baze kuwe bazofuna uncedo. And then they must take care of the church and have an eye ukuthi abantu abangene abazali nabacakekile umsebenzi wabo ukuthi basize umholi webandla ukwehlisa umthwalo, because to lead a church, it's a big job. So bona kufanele like Moses kwaba khona abantu abaphakamisa abazophakamisa kuphi izandla zakhe ukuthi naye angakhathali. So I think that bayanceda ukuthi uMoses as a leader ibandla nabo baphakamise ukuthi bakhona bayaziphakamisa ukuthi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ube lula. Ngiyabonga Pastor Ray.
Wow, thank you so much.
Siyakhula every day.
Ah, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like Him in our lives. We praise Him that by His Holy Spirit He guides us into all truth. You and I are learning together.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Elders in the church, who they are. Elders, who they are, what they are about. We are talking about that. We need to hear from you as to what you make of it. You know, I can go to just as many verses, you know, with regards to this. But I want to go to chapter 21 of Acts. Chapter 21. Verse 18, it says something interesting also there. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which Yahuwah had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Elohim and said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are amongst the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor walk according to their customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them, and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads, and that all may know that those things of which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law." They are overseers. Reports given to them for the sake of overseeing, oversight. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, brother, for the opportunity again. So you're bringing a concept of overseeing. They need to check overall what are things that are happening within the area. Let me read the scripture that you just read, and then I can move on. Acts 21:18, you say, "On the following day, Paul went in with us, James, and all the elders were present."
Mm.
So I'm picking up here that elders are not people who are supposed to work in isolation. The work of elders needs to be, let me say, overlooked or judged and confirmed. So if people would want to work in isolation, not knowing who the next door is doing, there's something to be worried about in that case. Because here we are seeing that we are seeing people who are in the presence of other elders, and they are willing that their work be scrutinized so that they can know that they are still in the will of the Most High. I'm immediately reminded of Paul when he came from Arabia, that whatever he received from Arabia, he had to go and present that to the apostles, who as they were regarded at the time as elders because they've been with the Lord. And he had to present what he had to them, that they may be able to judge these things and be able to verify the information that he had, that he already received. So elders are overseeing, not only overseeing people, but they oversee the doctrines, they oversee the teachings, they oversee the running of the whole ministry, the running of the church, the conduct of the church, how the services are run. And all of them are done based on the mirror, the word of the Most High. So when we talk about elders, we talk about people who are trusted by God to be able to do what God would want to be done in the church, in the country, in families, in the region, in cities, and they work amongst others. So I think the other thing that we need to be aware of is that if people would want to work in isolation, work alone, not being transparent about what they do, but then we begin to ask ourselves if they are serving the Most High or if they are serving the Lord that we are serving. I want to quickly go to the book of Peter, 1 Peter 5, verse 1 to 4, that may elaborate on the roles of the elders. It says here, the elders who are among you, I exhort. I am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. So we're getting the full picture what Peter is saying here. When you are an elder, you know that you are the witness of the King of Kings, Yahushua. Not only a witness in good things, but also even in the sufferings. So elders bear what comes upon their lives because they know who they serve. So they are the people who are selfless in their approach. They are witnesses of the sufferings of Christ. Number two, they are the partakers of the glory that will be revealed. In other words, they do what they do now, knowing that greater things are coming. So they are not going to be concerned about their lives at the moment, but they know that they are participating and are partaking in the glory that is to come. So it means their outlook and what they are focusing on is those things that are on high, that are in Christ, not things that are in this world, because they know their work and their duty and their role is to fulfill the will of the Father. And here when Peter is talking, he says, elders are expected to shepherd the flock. They are expected to guide the flock. They are expected to lead and to feed the flock and oversee the activities that are happening around the house of God, the body of Christ. But all of this must be done knowing that they're doing it willingly. There shouldn't be any compulsion. There shouldn't be any gain that will be gained from the flock, because if you could start looking into things from the selfish perspective, you are no longer serving as the elder that God is talking about in this day and according to the scripture of the Most High. So whatever we are doing, we must do it with our minds, knowing that we are not doing it for the gain, but we are doing it because God has given us an order to shepherd the flock. We feed the flock. Acts 20:17, we read that scripture again. It says, from militants he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, you know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility. This is what is expected from the elders. They need to have a certain conduct. They need to serve God in humility. So they have a knowledge. They are not serving people, but they are serving God. So if the mindset is about God, there wouldn't be any desire for self-gain. So this is the role that we are doing. We need to understand that elders are sent by God to his people, but they do their work in humility, not over selfish gain. They are serving even through trials and tribulations, and they continue serving with tears and trials that will happen to them. So that's the understanding. You are not going to experience good times only, but also there would be also challenging times. And the question that you asked earlier on, do we have such people in these days? It's still an open question that we probably will answer sometime later, because there's so much characteristics that are expected from an elder, and it does go hand in hand with the role. It's not just the role that has that is isolated from the characteristics and what is expected from you as a conduct, but these things must go hand in hand. You can't do one and leave the other unless you're not doing what God wants you to do, and you're not fulfilling the duty of an elder according to the scripture. So elders do not count their lives as dear to them. And if you read verse 24 of the same chapter, when Paul was talking, he said, none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself. I think we need to grow to that level where it is more about God, more about the work of God, more about fulfilling His mandate, and our lives are totally surrendered to Him. That's what elders are expected to do. They carry the burden of the Lord to the people of God, that they may reveal the heart of the Most High through teaching, through their conduct, and through their serving. They must know that they are servants for God to His people.
I hear you quite clearly. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking on the issue of elders, what they are even all about. What they're even all about. We're talking about that. And you can also drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Right. Let's see. Okay. All right. Mayaki, let me bring this to you. Finally, okay. I have read Upindi. I have played Upindi. Mayaki, in the beginning of the show, if you can remember very well, in the beginning of the show, we had a guy, Peter Otto, who said, you need to read 1 Peter chapter 3. And, you know, we touched a bit on it there and there, but we didn't touch much of it as he had said we need to do. So I promised him that we will do that. Now, and then he says the whole chapter, you know, says the whole chapter. And then we know it is about warnings. And check it out, verse 1. Let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall have a stricter judgment. For we stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in weight, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his own body, whole body. Gives examples of stumbling, wings and all that. And then it speaks about the tongue from verse 5 and the kind of fire it can kindle, the dangers of speech. And it goes on to speak about what processes out of the mouth. I mean verse 12 and 13. Now, it goes on to speak this about wisdom, that wisdom does not descend. This wisdom, it talks about wisdom. It says, who is wise and understanding, verse 13, among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not come from above, but it's sensual and demonic. For there are envies, self-seeking exists, confusion. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, gentle, willing, peaceable, full of mercy, and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now, my point, therefore, let me come to this. The context of what we were asking Mr. Peter Otto, is basically to check on elders, who they are and what they are about. It was not to offend anyone. And I said that many would be, you know, when feathers are fluffed up, you know, discomfort, because we speak of elders in this way, as the word describes. Much of the notions about elders have been reduced to opinions of theology and denominational constitutions, but not according to the word in the bigger sense. And as Professor Buyisandezi said earlier on, that our eyes become open and we repent seeing our mistakes in our conceptions of elders. That's the whole purpose of the program, that we see our mistakes in the conceptions of elders, so that we get back to the word and learn more about elders. It's very easy to be defensive. I mean, you can give me scripture and defend yourself. I'm not attacking. I concur. I humbly concur with what you're saying. And then, Mayaki, as we close, I wanted to read that one. You can give an opinion as we close. But I also want to give, you know, this word about elders, which I think, you know, you can close with, if you're willing, my Akhi, you can close with it. And this is important that we do not overlook. Now, I'm looking at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. I'm not going to 1 Peter chapter 3, but 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. It says quite a lot with regards to what we are talking about. It says, "The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed." Verse 2. "Shepherd the flock of the Elohim which is amongst you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lording over those entrusted to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." And those are the concluding remarks with regards to elders. What say you, my Achi, final? These, basically, if you can look into them, they are shepherds of the flock. They must serve as overseers, not compulsively, but willingly, and not dishonest, but eagerly. And they should not lord over people. And they should be examples, so that when the chief shepherd, Yahusha HaMashiach, appears, he will give the crown of glory that does not fade away. What say you finally, Maya?
Ahi, le kwa le bua nnete, e bile le tlhalosa sentle nnete, because ga se so se leng gore they have to be forced into doing this, but it's something that they will do willingly. Wa bona, so ka lerato ga gona motho tlabeng a kgorumetsa o mongwe gore dira yana. Basically, you learn from the word, because when you love him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your being, which means then auto submit automatically mole into la gagwe. And now when you have submitted into the word, you let the word lead you. And halifuku, now you follow the commandments of Abba. Halire, one must do this. You become obedient to it. So which means then nobody is forcing you. It's a free will. It's a choice that one would have chosen to say, I want to be a servant. Not because of greedy and selfish gains. I want to be a servant because I want to make it a profession. Why won't? So these are the things that we have to be able to understand. ule motho o tlang ka lerato ka boikokobetso, who says, you know what, people are needing this and Abba is depositing this in me and I'm willing to share with people, I'm willing to guide, I'm willing to help them to grow. So everything it's very willingness. And you become this example to them. So how is Amaya only example to them? Then it means you and the Katsila Asiamin Enang Limiti, when you are trustworthy and all that, which means then the crown is ready for you.
Mm.
Because Ushebile Otamaya as an example, Mom Kapunta Hamashiach. You are not moving away and doing anything else, but he is your example. And now, as now being an elder, il example we are not elder. Onna example konna o shebileng umkisa go tleng ya nete e seng go tleng ya lefitse umputa from komollo umkentsa go di heleng umputa into a safe place, so which means through you, through gore aba go berekisa gore onne an instrument e tlang thisang impart deliverance. Now, Titus quoting the scriptures that Titus is saying, elders must be blameless, faithful to his wife as well. So, hora hore, hares kwa kutswara toriwi, terta swanang kuditswara. But renna straighti, limoni nyalong, renna example, moshala, osiamin. So, kishibile nako my ach.
Yeah.
May it be well with you and your household. Also, thank you to Professor Bruce and Desi and family, and to the larger family of Radio Pulpit. May it be well. May Abba richly bless and us all.
And the same to you, Mayachi. May the Father bless you abundantly, you and the family. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. And next week, we are going to be talking about the dangers of concealing sin. Dangers of concealing sin. That is what we will be talking about next week. We will be touching base on that. Professor, thank you so much. Much blessings to you and the family.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you too and your family. Blessings to our big family, the Radio Pulpit family. Blessings to Brother Barukia and his family as well. Glory to the Most High. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for calling. Thank you very much for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the texts that we saw, which you gave. Thank you for the scriptural references. To the King above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. May you be glorified even far much more in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Let's continue to be ministers to Christ, for Christ, of Christ. Shalom.
You're on 657 AM, radio with the truth in his voice.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.